Both New Hampshire congressmen voted to repeal the nation's health care law. Many have called this vote symbolic. Congressman Charlie Bass says this new vote was triggered by the Supreme Court decision to uphold the law, but he says he considers it a kickoff to congressional races for re-election.
I think it's appropriate for the Congress to have a vote on this issue to reaffirm its position in opposition to it. Obviously, the bill won't be taken up in the Senate, but it will make it very clear to the voters where the candidates stand.
Bass says he supports keeping people up to 26 years old on their parents' health plan and guaranteeing insurance for people with pre-existing conditions. But he says the law does nothing to address costs.
There are other ways of doing this and having the same result, but not having the government and the state take over the whole system, which will, in my view, guarantee bureaucracy, higher costs, and possibly not significantly better access.
The House of Representatives has voted about 30 times to repeal all or part of the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act. Every such measure that passed thus far has died in the democratically controlled Senate. In a statement released by Congressman Frank Ginta, he says he believes that repealing this law will, quote, prevent a massive tax hike, and he says, keep Washington out of New Hampshire families' medical decision-making. Both congressmen are up for re-election in the fall. For NHPR News, I'm Ryan Lessard.